You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
I can give my answer in three parts. One, glue hose. Two, an arseload of hay. Three, fake mammoth rides. Need I say more?
Well, naturally, I'd keep the elephant in the fridge. That way it would be fresh, and I'd be able to look at its little footprints in the butter.
I think the only appropriate thing to do with an elephant in this sort of situation is to strike fear into the hearts of your enemies. It is a long-standing tradition of coming over the mountain riding an elephant to show the people that you don't care about that you truly mean business. I think that's been missing from 21st century culture, and I'd very much like to bring it back.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be and why?
I would most like to be a shoe tree. In fact, a lady's shoe tree for her fancy shoes. And in fact, Brie Larson's shoe tree. And then I could spend my life slowly inserting myself into Brie Larson's shoes.
If I were a tree, I think I'd be one of those trees that grows out at a weird angle to wrap itself around another bigger, more confident tree. A parasite tree.
Are you a hunter or a gatherer?
I am a gatherer. Specifically, I'm a gatherer of hunters. I like to surround myself with hunters. See, the thing is, as great as I am at giving other people advice, I have no self-preservation skills whatsoever. So having a nice harem of people who seem like they kind of know what they're doing at all times is really helpful for me.
How would you design a spice rack for the blind?
Well, what's important to consider is the senses that they do have available to them, namely smell. Here's how my design would work. You've got the spice rack, and each separate spice is connected to a nozzle, which comes out with a little cone. You put your nose into it, give it a sniff, you can tell what spice it is. That means you're on the right track. Once you find the right one, you hold your food up to it, press a button, and out of that same nozzle, just a splash of that spice. Press the button as much as you want. Easy peasy.
I have four words for you here. Microscope for your nose. The current spice rack design doesn't need changing. The way we smell spices needs changing. With my patented microscope for your nose, you will be able to get in-depth scents from those smells, and you'll be able to differentiate each and every one of them, whether you want to or not.
I would start with some fresh mahogany that I would varnish and cut with great care and attention. And then I would arrange the spices and put little brass plaques and put braille on the brass plaques under each of the spice bottles. And then I would take all the spice bottles, I would empty them, and I would have placed them all with chili.
Part of buying the microscope for the nose is that you will receive a series of CDs that trains you in the art of spice smelling. You play them and we describe to you the smell of every single spice. Only when you've completed and graduated from our course will you then receive the microscope for your nose, which is realistically just a crazy straw that we dip into each container of spice.
What was the last gift you gave someone?
Corona.
The gift of love.
The last gift I gave someone was my complete undivided attention. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way, that my time and attention means more than anybody else's, but just that sometimes in the world we're currently living in, having someone, just one person's undivided attention for a little bit of time can mean the world to people.
If you could compare yourself with any animal, which would it be and why?
I think I would compare myself with a human being. Although I like to think I'm about 5% better in every dimension. Every dimension.
If I could compare myself with any animal, it would be a Christmas beetle. I believe that I'm like a Christmas beetle because I seem to be vaguely missing for the majority of the year. And then suddenly for 1 month I'm involved in your life and everything's really exciting.
Just on that, I noticed last year, I don't think we got any Christmas beetles. Where did the Christmas beetles go last year?
The Christmas beetles have slowly been disappearing over time. If you think back to your childhood, you know, gathered in the backyard, you used to be beset by Christmas beetles. It almost seemed that there were too many Christmas beetles. And now you can go the entire of December without seeing any. Now, some people will tell you that climate change is a reason for this. Some people would be lying to you. The answer is that the Christmas beetles were only here to get information, and they hung around for years, and they got that information, and very slowly, they have been returning to their home planet. The year we see no Christmas beetles is the last Christmas for us on this planet, because the next year, the Christmas beetles will come back, and they will know everything they need to take us down.
Can you tell me three things you could do with a pencil other than write?
Well, the obvious use for a pencil is it's all in the way that it's all in the mode that it's in. So there's sharp, blunt, and almost nothing. And that's when you've sharpened it to the point where it's basically just an inch long. Now, of course, a sharp pencil is really good for stabbing an eye out. And that's good for self-defense because no one thinks you got a pencil on you. Now, when the pencil's blunt, that means it's pretty smooth on both edges. And what that's used for is as one of those levels that people test to see if planks of wood are stable or not. Pop a pencil on there, and there's no, because it's blunt, there's no extra weight either side, so it's the perfect spirit level. Now, as for a pencil that's only an inch long, as in one that's at the end of its rope, where you've basically sharpened it down till it's nothing, that's a good gravestone for a goldfish right there. I should know, buried many a goldfish in my day.
Finally scratch that spot on the inside of my nose that has been killing me for years.
If I had an airplane full of jelly beans and I wanted you to get them all out, but in a very sanitary way so that I could still eat them, what would you do? Now, you have 24 hours to do this, but you do have access to unlimited funds.
That's a very interesting question. I think what I would do is I would get an enormous crane and I'd lift the airplane up by the tail. Then I would cut the nose off the aeroplane, and then I would vigorously shake the aeroplane until all the jelly beans fell out in a beautiful multicolored mountain. Oh.
If you were a kitchen appliance, which kitchen appliance would you be and why?
If I were a kitchen appliance, I think I'd be a microwave. I get things done efficiently, but secretly, I'm not good for you.
I think I would be my wife. It would be such an easy thing to be, that kitchen appliance.
Given the chance, would you sabotage a colleague's career to climb up the ladder?
What do you mean, would I? I've done it so many times. I've left a trail of dead bodies behind me. Truly, darling, it's the only way to climb.
How would you describe the colour green to a blind and deaf person?
I think give them a frog and have them stroke the frog. I don't think anything says green than the smooth, slick back of a big frog.
You are trapped on a life raft with a nun, an old man, and a baby. There is only room for three of you, and you must decide who you throw off the raft. Who do you choose and why?
Well, first of all, if there's only room for four of us, that baby must be big. But here's my answer. It's all about testing the morality, because it's all well and good to be a nun, but you might be one of those super corrupt nuns that takes money out of the collection plate. And you know, old men, majority of the time, tend to be more on the right side of the spectrum. So here's how you do it. You say to everyone on the raft, look, there's going to be arguments about who gets to say stay, therefore no one does. Let's all jump out and make our way to whatever nearby islands there may be. Everyone agrees to it, you give them the count of three, and then you don't jump. You get the whole raft to yourself. Look at that, you've got so much room for lounging back, taking in the rays of the sun, and I mean, the less weight means you're more buoyant, you're gonna find a current quicker, find a boat or an island faster. It's all about survival.
So what you're saying is you would throw them all off the raft?
I mean, it's the more humane way to do it, because if you don't do that, then you're basically saying that one of them has more value than the others, but if you kick them all off, they're equal. Communism.
I throw myself off the raft.
What is your favourite song?
My favourite song right now is Downtown Train, but not the Rod Stewart cover, the original Tom Waits version, where he sounds deeply haunted, like he spent months in the woods running away from wolves and has been repeatedly punched in the throat.
Perform it for us now.
Will I see you tonight? On a downtown train.
That was really nice, Bradley. Thank you.
Every night it's just the same.
Why is a tennis ball fuzzy?
Well, because if it was smooth, it would be a squash ball, darling.
And what have you got against squash balls?
Nothing. I love squashy balls.
On a downtown train.
If you were 80 years old, what would you tell your children?
If I was 80 years old, I'd tell my children to get really into magic.
Well, Luke, I am very nearly 80 years old. And I think what I'll tell my children is, fucking leave home, for God's sake, please go!
Magic is a universal skill. Yes, it's a great way to pick up. Yes, it's a great way to impress in parties. Also, a great skill for a bank heist. It's great to pull out job interviews. Huh? Wedding? What wedding wouldn't be more exciting? With magic. What funeral wouldn't be more exciting? With magic.
How does the internet work?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Luke. And indeed, most people use the words internet and World Wide Web almost interchangeably, but actually the internet is a network of networks designed for transferring any data using the internet protocol from point A to point B, using a sequence of routers and switches to ensure that the packet of information arrives at its destination in the correct and readable format, whereas the World Wide Web is more of a service that runs across the internet. It's not very funny, but it is quite interesting, I think.
The internet isn't anything tangible, material. The only reason the internet works is because we believe that it works. In that way, the internet is very much like the economy, or fairies in Peter Pan. As long as we believe, the internet will always be there for us.
Describe to me the process and benefits of wearing a seatbelt.
Well, you see, the benefits for me wearing a seatbelt, is when I drive that car into a tree with you in the passenger seat, I don't die. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure your seatbelt's been tampered with, so that if you do try and put it on, it's not going to work. Oh, shit, are you recording?